Mr. Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Here's what happened in the podcast. Have a good one.
Big congratulations to all the Year 12 students in the Illawarra who graduated from high school this week. Mm. A lot of graduating going on.
Mm-hmm.
Still got your exams, but, you know, that's when you got the certificate and it was like, hey, I completed school 13 years, done and dusted.
It is a major achievement. It's a milestone, isn't it?
It is so big. I mean, some kids went out for lunch and dinner with their families to celebrate. Other kids like mine. Mm.
Not your kids.
No. I completely forgot about that little thing. It's all right, Alani, if you're listening, we're going to go out for dinner later this week.
Yeah. Mum's just making that stuff up now.
That's right.
She's going to do the combination birthday and graduation all in one.
And Christmas.
Oh, that's right. If I do it late enough, Christmas will be thrown in the mix. Maybe Halloween too.
Yes.
But one thing I'm very excited about, no schoolies this year.
Oh, you're anti the schoolies.
Oh, well, I was a bit of a wild one in high school. I actually, during schoolies, I wasn't in Australia. I went over to America to do one of those summer camps. I was 17.
Camp Wanaka.
You went, Gold Coast? No, I'm heading to America.
I'm heading to America by myself because I'm so worldly. I grew up in Jamboree with a population of 800 people. Anyway, Alani, my daughter, was like, I'm going to schoolies in the Goldie. I'm like, oh, are you asking me or telling me? Oh, I'll be 18 then. You can't do it.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I can. Can't tell me what to do.
So when I found out that schoolies was cancelled because the borders are closed, I was secretly going, yes.
Did you go
no
and
schoolies? Well, and then I was like, I haven't said anything because I just thought I won't bring it up. And then Alani said to me last week, oh, we're going down to Vincennia for schoolies. One of her friends, they've got a family holiday house there, so they're going there for the week. And I'm like,
a party house?
House parties.
What could go wrong in Vincennia? It's just full of retirees and holiday houses.
What could go wrong with 20 18-year-olds all in one home?
Bringing their own supplies.
At least they're condensed to one house, not like all these sky-rise buildings at the Gold Coast.
True.
I was talking to a friend about it, actually, Izzy, who works here at Wave FM, and I was like, I'm so stoked. Alani's not going to the Goldie for schoolies. And she's like, schoolies ain't so bad in the Goldie. I went there for my schoolies. She gets, I got smashed, got a tattoo on my butt, and it's not even spelt right.
Jeez.
And you are the reason why I don't want my daughter to go to schoolies on the Gold Coast.
She got the old trifecta. Got smashed, got a tattoo, and it's not spelt right.
Nice. Parents were so proud.
There's a tattoo artist in Huskisson. I'm calling Alani at around about 9:05.
To make sure they're closed for that week.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Now, Damien, I know that you were the first in our team. And Jade's always the last, I've got to be honest. I was always the first in the team to download the latest iOS software. I'm a bit of a nerd at heart.
You love it.
And I've got everything that opens and closes Apple, so I just love when there's a brand new announcement. But you were the first in the team to download everything.
I'm into this sort of stuff. I really am. I love the latest gadgets, whatever it might be. Trevor Long's on the phone. Now, Trevor, what do you reckon about the new iOS? Is it as good as everybody's saying it is?
I think it's fantastic because it brings something that we've been waiting literally years for and something that every Android Samsung user will be going, yeah, we've had that for decades.
What's that?
Widgets. You can now put a big weather widget on your home screen. So without even needing to open the weather app, you can see the next 5 days worth of weather. You can have photos of the kids showing up on your home screen without having to open the photos app.
What?
There's a bunch of really cool things that are happening now, and there'll be apps that expand into this widget space over the months ahead. So it just makes it a little bit more user-friendly, I reckon, the whole iPhone system.
Yeah, and mate, look, it's got to be honest, whenever there is a new iOS update, it always seems to be a bit fresher, and it does look fresh now, doesn't it, Trevor?
It does. It's a fresh, basic new look, which also means, here's the other one, how many friends, or just look around the studio, how many people have swiping 6 times to the right full of icons, all of those apps, right?
I'm looking at her.
You can have just one screen of apps, and then what happens is you swipe across to the right, and you've got what's called the app library. And so there's basically just these little folders that Apple automatically creates with all your apps, easy to find, easy to search. So you can actually make it a little bit easier to organize your phone as well.
So how do you get rid of the 6 screens beforehand? Before you can get that?
Yeah, I know. Can somebody organize the app library for me? Does it do that for me?
Yeah, the app library is automatically organized. You just need to delete all those horrible home screens you used to have.
Wow, I love
it. That's amazing. It's so good. Trevor, mate, you were all over this. And coming up in the next few days, we're going to have a bit of a yarn. I've heard whispers, guys, that Woolies are now going to have robots cleaning at Woolies. Are we sweet to talk about this in the few days, mate?
Absolutely. Your local Woolies is going high tech.
Robots with lasers on their head. Oh,
no, that's right. If you get caught stealing, you'll get smited.
Always great to catch up. Trevor Long, we'll talk real soon.
Cheers, guys.
Wave FM's Jaden Strainey. Now with Damien Lee. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Yes, we've almost made it, gang. The weekend is nigh.
It is a hump day.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't you,
oh sorry. Did
don't
I do?
You freaking did, dare
did
say
I break
hump
rules?
Day ever again.
Broke rules again.
Hump day.
Good morning.
14 degrees at Tarawana.
To Amanda and the team. I was going to start talking over the two of you, old married couple fighting. One of those two old guys in the Muppets. That's what you both like. We're going to be heading up to see Amanda and all the crew at the pantry at Cornwall today for Wave FM's 5K selfie. So we'll be there between 11 and 12. Make sure you pop in and say hi. Damien and myself will be there. Mm. Oh, it's so much fun. We met a lot of people at Dapto Mall yesterday.
Dapto was great.
Snapping selfies left, right, and centre. I mean, you're in the draw to win $5,000, so why wouldn't you pop in and say
right?
Right.
Oh,
did you get your car washed? You kept saying to me, is there a car wash in Deptford?
Well, look, the reason why I brought that up is because people have been giving me abuse saying my car is dirty. Mm. I didn't know it was also...
there was a thing in Wollongong, you've got to keep your car clean.
It is a country car. I've been up in the country quite a bit and been driving out in bush and all the rest. And I will be totally honest, when you brought up the fact that the car is dirty, it did remind me of something that happened not long ago. Mm. I went out to my car, which was dirty, and I noticed that somebody had drawn something on the bonnet. And this is what people do, isn't it? When you see a dirty car, you write things like, wash me, or you draw little pictures.
Yeah.
And in the case of mine...
What did they draw? Did they write, wash me, or was it a... What?
No, it was a big, like a penis was on the bonnet of the car.
On the bonnet of your car.
On the full bonnet.
It's a bit confronting, isn't it?
Oh, it's very confronting. It was so
especially seeing one that big.
Jeez. You know what? They would have had to go to so much effort. They would have had to climb up on the car to draw this, you know, because you got to reach out and...
Yeah.
And so much detail. Too much detail.
I didn't realise that Picasso was still alive.
it's alive, I tell you.
You know what would be really funny? If you left it on and you're driving along and when you hit the windscreen wipers and the water comes up onto your windscreen.
Wow, that took a turn. That took a big turn.
13 past 7.
It's
Jade Strainey and Damien Lee. No more, otherwise we're getting fired.
Oh, wow.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Wave FM's Jay Strainey and now Damien Leith.
Damo was talking about the old friendiversary on Facey.
Yeah, and Facebook's constant plight to make you catch up with people that maybe you either don't want
to. Be their friend.
Be their friend. You used to go to school with this person. Their friend. Them.
We're talking about school friends from your childhood. And, like, did you, like, reunite with some of your school friends?
Yeah. We want to find out this morning, did you have a bestie at school and how long has it been since you've spoken to them? 4275196 5.
Marie from Nowra. All right, tell us about your friend. When did you last catch up?
We actually caught up on the weekend on the phone.
Ah, okay.
We've been friends since before we even started kindergarten. Her cousins lived across the road from me. And so we've been friends now for over 50 years.
Oh, wow.
And she's my daughter's godmother. We might not talk for 3 months, but when we catch up, it's just like yesterday. She's even missing me so much, she's actually bought on the South Coast and moving down to the South Coast.
I love that. You know, I want to find somebody, though. I really do. I'd love to find somebody who hasn't spoken in ages, and we can kind of maybe reunite them or something. That would be awesome.
That would be very cool.
Let's see if we can. Hey, Mel from Lake Heights, tell us about your bestie from school.
So I actually have a couple of besties from school. There was we grew up a couple of doors down from each other.
Yeah.
We went to like the playgroup, primary school, high school, all the rest of it. Then life happened and we lost contact. And I've actually got back in contact with her in the last couple of years. And we kind of speak all the time. Ashley spoke to her yesterday, and then I've got another one that we've become really good friends with in high school, and we try and speak once a week. Sorry, my daughter's just in my ear.
That's all right.
We do phone tag for about a week before I actually speak on the phone, but I'm actually godmother to two of her daughters as well. Aww. So we're all kind of... Yeah.
It's all interconnected again, isn't
maintaining
it?
Maintaining the relationships. Yeah, poor Damo, he can't.
It's all women so far. I mean, that is true. Strini, any of your old mates?
Stephen King was a mate of mine from school, and I went on
to become a big writer.
No, I'm not that old, you mongrel. But I don't know what he's doing nowadays, you know, so I'm just not sure.
Hey, Leonie, what about you? Have you got a school friend that you lost touch with and reunited?
Yes, I have actually. Yeah, 26 years it's been.
Wow. Okay, so who was your friend?
My friend, his name was is Philip. He was kind of my high school crush. He was my dead partner. And just a really good mate. And we just, you know, circumstances meant that I left home and when we lost contact, and literally about a month ago, his name popped up on Facebook.
Oh, see, it's Facebook.
On the people you may know or whatever it is. And I thought, no, it can't be. And it was him. And I sent the request. He accepted within seconds. And we've been messaging almost every day since.
Back on, it's online Donkey Kong. Yes.
Look, they might be married.
Yeah.
Don't worry about all that. Don't worry about all that. They'll just kick their other partners to the curb and they'll hook up.
And they'll be in That's Life magazine before you know it.
Yes, that's right.
This guy is a troublemaker. He really truly is. It's really cheap.
Hey, Maddie from Wonka Willie, what's your story?
Oh, Maddie's gone.
Maddie.
What was your mate's name again that you hadn't spoken to?
Alan Bell, my best mate. He was actually, you know, at the time I didn't have many friends in school, and we became buddies and actually turned my whole school time around.
How long has it been?
A long, long time. Because I've been in Australia 17 years.
Yeah, do you ever think about him and wonder what he's doing and what he's been up to with his life?
You hear different things, but, you know, he's off doing his thing.
Do you know what? You don't dilly-dally. There's a comment here from Michelle, and she was saying her high school friend, Lisa, they hadn't been in touch for, like, 20 years, got back in touch, and she said, I'm so glad that we reconnected because just a year ago she was in a car accident and died.
Oh, wow.
She just said, I'm so lucky that I had that time with her because I had such a great friendship with her and rekindled it.
I know what you're saying.
Don't think about it. Pick up the
phone. Seize the day.
Don't muck about Illawarra. Right. Call the people that you love. Call your mates, and we might even try and do that. Maybe Alan Bell. Oh God, there's way too many Alan Bells in the world. This is going to be a nightmare to try and find Alan Bell again.
We're going to hunt him down.
Yeah.
We're going to hunt him down. Facebook's amazing.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, I went for my ultrasound a couple of weeks ago, the 12-week ultrasound. Almost didn't make it.
12 weeks, okay.
Yeah, got a phone call on my way home, and they're like, Jade, are you coming to your ultrasound anytime soon? Whoa, turn the car around, Milko, get in the car, come and join me.
Wait a minute. So you forgot your daughter's graduation the other day, and now you're forgetting your new baby's ultrasound.
What's going on?
I'm seeing a trend here.
Mate, hello. Welcome to my life.
This is a trend going on here.
I'm telling you, as time goes on, you will get what's going on here, mate.
Wow.
At least the kids know I don't discriminate. I forget all of them. Wow. This one's not even born yet and I've already forgotten about it. So we're doing this new vlog, and we're basically just doing a pregnancy vlog and kind of warts and all, because let's just face it, there's nothing pretty about pregnancy. I don't think. I am already feeling like a bit of a...
Where's the vlog? Where do we look for the vlog?
Wavefm.com.au. We're doing like weekly vlogs, and one was the ultrasound, and my husband was there, Milko, and I'm like, oh, can you just do a little bit of filming for me? And I just, the worst moment was when I was speaking to a mum and she said, oh, look, my daughter, she's about 20 weeks pregnant. I'm like, oh, the daughter walked out. Is that your daughter? Yeah. She doesn't even look pregnant. She had a washboard stomach.
Oh, so she came out wearing a bathing costume. Yeah. She just kind of walked in like she just coming out of the pool.
With a six-pack. Meanwhile, the mum said to me, how pregnant are you? And I'm like, 13 weeks.
The same as your daughter?
She's like,
the bitch.
Are you, how many are you expecting?
How many are you expecting?
There's just one. Okay, there's just one. It might be a 50% wine baby from COVID and just a 50% baby. Just one, all right. But look, if you want to check out Fat Jade with a double chin, you can go to wavefm.com.au. There'll be a new vlog out every week. And I'm only going to get bigger.
Wave FM's Jade and Straney. Now with Damien Leaf. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.